Praise the Lord. It's good to be in with my dear friends, Pastor Johnson and Pastor Ralston and congregation. The Spirit of the Lord was speaking to me, having prepared a lot of things about prophecy, but I'm aware of something that's really powerful this morning, and I'm just going to go on my own now. I'll preach and teach and evangelize and try not to be too long here, Pastor Johnson. But Revelation, there's a scripture in Revelation, and I didn't mark it down, but I think I'll find it. And I think I found it already. Yes. Revelation 19:10. Boy, what a scripture. I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, see thou do it not. This was an angel that John fell before. I am thy fellow servant, the angel said, and of all thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus and worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And thank you for you people standing for the word of God. Let's pray over it. Thank you, Lord, today for the word, and we thank you for the spirit of God that is here, the spirit of prophecy, the spirit, the power in Jesus' name, the healing power, the power to change lives, the power to touch us, the personal power of Jesus Christ that changed our lives one day when we were in sin and gave us a relationship with Jesus Christ. It wasn't that I found him. He found me because I was in sin. And he died on the cross. While I was in sin, he hung on Calvary's cross.
Yes.
And died for me 2,000 years ago and shed his blood.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
My, I feel the Spirit of God this morning. Woo, glory to God. This is powerful. The Lord said, take this part out. And then he said, I'm going to use this. I have to go over here just a page or two. Now stay with me, people. Well, Jesus, you're doing great things this morning. I'm going to say something to you here that's very important and some things I wrote down. And listen to this here. Jesus spake concerning the future, and the future will come, and it's all true what he speaks. Now listen to me. And the only way is to look at the record considering the prophecies that Jesus gave about himself to know that what is in the future is truth.
That's correct.
You cannot deny the future what Jesus speaks.
That's right.
If you believe the prophecy that came to pass that he spoke while he was on earth. I'm not talking just about what the Old Testament writer spoke. Now listen to me. I'll touch on that just briefly. But I'm going to talk about those 3 years that Jesus was here. Some things he said came to pass. And then some things came to pass after too. We'll touch briefly on that, time permitting. I want you to know that the pre-existence of Christ is amazing. First of all, he's eternally the same, Hebrews 13:8. He had no beginning, Hebrews 7:3. Wow. His activities are eternal. From the beginning to the end. There's no end. When you get to the end, you just begun. Amen? Hallelujah. We're going to be with him 10,000 years, 10,000 years, 10,000 years, and that's just the beginning. It's like a grain of sand on the shore. Hallelujah. He was before the creation of the world. In fact, one of the shore prophecies is the fact that if you will go to Genesis 1 and read how the world was created, and then go to John 1:1 and how John writes that he who created it was the Word of God.
Right.
And if you don't believe that, then go to Colossians, and Colossians will tell you that he created all things.
That's right.
He made all things.
Amen.
And something touched me, people. And I thought, oh, my Lord, he made the earth, he made the sky, he made the world, he made everything, he made the flowers, he made the trees, and he made the tree that he hung on.
Amen.
He made the tree that he bled and died on. Wow. Can you imagine? When he was creating all these trees as the creator, and one of those trees would be cut, one of those trees would be used that he would hang upon and bleed and die. No wonder the Bible says, cursed is he that hangs upon the tree. Hallelujah. He wasn't cursed with sin of his own. He was cursed with our sin. And he took upon him our sin. And he delivered us on the cross while he hung there. Hallelujah. Amen?
Amen.
That excites me. Just had a touch on that. He was before Abraham. John 8:58. Thank you, Lord. Now the prophetic Christ, Just touching briefly here some things. It starts in Genesis 3:15 and goes all the way up to Malachi 3:1. It's talking about his birth. It's talking about his crucifixion. It's talking about his burial. And it's talking about his resurrection. I just want you to know that briefly. Let's go on and deal with these things that I've talked about. Jesus gave us prophecies about himself while he was on earth. That, my friends, have already been fulfilled. Most of them anyhow. And let me just touch on them. Now watch this. And they're also, some of these are also written in the Old Testament. And he was prophesying what the prophets prophesied in the Old Testament. Jesus was telling them when it's coming to pass. Jesus himself is a prophet, he's a priest, and he's a king. You say, Brother Fox, where does it say he's a prophet? Deuteronomy says he's a prophet. And don't forget that when the writer Luke was writing in Acts 7:38, he said there'd be a prophet raised up among the brethren like Moses who'll come among you. He was the one that was in the burning bush. He's the one that's in the church in the wilderness. And I got good news today. He's the one that's in the church. Amen? Our church today. Thank God for that. All right, let's go. Matthew 20:19. Jesus predicted the manner of his death. And the manner of his death, which is very important. He would be mocked. He would be mocked, and he's mocked today. He would be scourged. You know how he was beat, bloody on the back with those stripes. He was crucified. This he revealed to his disciples. You know, it doesn't seem like much. Here's a man. Here's God in a man's being, if you try to understand this. And he's telling what's going to happen. He's not telling you about what has happened over in the Old Testament. And that's all right. That would be a little bit of preaching. He did refer to the Old Testament because we didn't have the New Testament then. So he referred to the Old Testament. But Jesus is talking about things that's going to happen while he's yet walking the shores of the Galilean shore. While he yet walks in the body of a man as God, this is what's going to happen. He's a sure prophet. He sure is. And no wonder the Bible says, listen, it's exciting. No wonder the Revelator says, of all places to write this, because Revelation is, you know, the testimony of Jesus Christ. It starts right out in Revelation 1. And then when you go all the way toward the back of the book, and when you get to the back, and then the writer goes on to tell you, John goes on to tell you in Revelation 19:10, that the spirit of prophecy is from who? From Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Wow. So I say to the church today out there, if you're not preaching Jesus Christ, if you don't know the name of the Lord is Jesus Christ, it's the same as the Lord. He is the person of the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit as one in God. Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen, church. Hallelujah. Thank God. So Matthew 20:19, Jesus predicted the manner of his death, and he told it, and listen to this. If you will go over in the Psalms, and this is important because I want people to know where I'm at this morning. Because someone may say, well, someone says to me sometimes, you know, when we're talking quickly, they'll say, oh, I've heard that's in the Bible. Or they say that's in the Bible. I want to say I know it's in the Bible,
yes.
Pastors. I know it, congregation. It's in the Bible. Because the Bible tells me so, hallelujah. And the Bible is a book of prophecy, hallelujah.
Right.
It's a planned book of redemption of Jesus Christ. And he prophesies what what's foretold and foretelling. And now we know. Amen? So, let's go on. Here, the writer in Psalms 22 talks about what the saying of the Lord is on the cross when he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? David's writing this in Psalms 22. This was prophesied and this was fulfilled in Matthew 20:19. Also in Matthew 6:20, they gambled for his garments. That is also fulfilled in Matthew 22. Jesus said, this would happen. Jesus predicted this manner of death. Hallelujah. Now, listen, that's just one out of seven. Can I go on? I'll hurry. Jesus predicted the exact day of his death. Matthew 26:2. And again, he's telling the disciples, you know, after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man will be crucified. Hallelujah. Well, what did Isaiah write? Isaiah 53 tells us the prophet writes that he would be crucified, he would be wounded, he was bruised, he carried our griefs, he bore our sorrows, and thank God by his stripes we are what?
Healed.
Thank God for healing today. Amen. Number three, glory. Jesus predicted his betrayal. Sad day in the kingdom. Those that are betraying, worse is those that are turning their back on him. Turning their back on him. The Bible says, over in Matthew 12, it says that there is blaspheming the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
And I believe that Judas was one of the first in the kingdom. One of the disciples that blasphemed the Holy Spirit. They said he never had a relationship. Well, let me tell you something. My Bible tells me in the book of Acts that he was numbered among them. My Bible tells me in the book of Matthew, when it names all those 12 disciples that had power, he was given the same thing. And don't tell me, but the devil come into him. Hallelujah. And he'll come into us all if we don't keep the heads up around us. Amen?
Amen.
I'm not serving him to backslide and to fall short. But I'm surely not going to sell myself short and believe that I have some eternal salvation that well, I could go out here and do anything I wanted to and still profess Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something. Two things will happen to us, friend, and I'm using myself. Number one, you'll be condemned by the devil. Oh, listen to me. You'll be condemned by the devil. That's bad. But number two is, you'll be convicted by the Holy Spirit. And when conviction stops, then, wow. And the Bible even says in Romans, the first chapter, he'll turn them over to a reprobate mind. Church, I'll tell you today, I don't like to preach it, but it's in the Scripture. There's those that God has called, the trumpet sounded, and has blast loud and clear. And I tell you, there's those today that went off and have done their own thing like Judas. They have done their own thing like Judas. Listen to me. And you know something? Listen to what the Scripture says here. Jesus predicted his betrayal. Judas betrayed him. Matthew 26, 20 to 25. He also told the disciples. He's telling the disciples all of these prophetic things. Pastor Rawson, it is something how Jesus is speaking here. Prophecy. Prophecy. This had to be enlightened to me. Now watch. The Old Testament writer in Zechariah, and I'll tell you where it's at. Zechariah, the writer says in Zechariah 11:12, the price that was paid for his betrayal was 30 pieces of silver, the same as what the writer in Matthew says. And Jesus prophesied this. Hallelujah. Isn't that amazing? Jesus predicted also something else. He predicted the denial of Peter. And friend, if this isn't a powerful prophecy, the fact is that while he predicted the denial of Peter, the fact is that he also, at the same time, did not let that stone uncovered. Amen? He came and brought a covering. That's called a propitiation. He said, Peter, I prayed for your faith, that when that time comes, you'll fail not. When the devil comes to seek you out and to sift you as wheat, my faith is when we get before Jesus. I was excited about this one. And when we see him, he's not going to say, well done, thy good and successful. I think there's something to... Amen. But all of us, he's going to say, well done, thy good and faithful. Faithful. What is it? Faith!
Faithful!
Faith! Faith in Jesus Christ. Where's faithfulness begin? Faith in Christ. Hallelujah. Glory. My, I tell you, that excites me. And where did Peter's restoration begin? Even before he failed. Listen to this. And Jesus predicted his failure. And before he failed, Jesus said, I've already restored you. Now that's a prophet that knows something. Listen, prophets know in the Old Testament. Watch this. Prophets know. Oh yes, they predict this, but they couldn't do anything about it. Jesus knows that, and because he's a prophet, priest, and a king, he can do something about it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He can change the direction of the wind. He can change the sky. Hallelujah.
Right.
He can cause the heavens to open. Hallelujah.
Right.
He can cause, as he stood in the river of Jordan, the Holy Spirit came down upon him. Hallelujah. heaven open for him, for the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. And the dove came and landed upon him, and the Spirit of God was upon him. And John the Baptist saw this, hallelujah, and baptized him there in the water. I got a couple more. I'm doing good here. Jesus predicted his resurrection. Listen to this. Matthew 12. I'm going to give you chapters. Matthew 16. Matthew 17. Matthew 20. And the verse is 19. He told his disciples that he would be resurrected. Do you know the writer in Psalms, Psalm 16:10, also writes about his death and resurrection? Pastors, how the Father would not let his soul in hell, how he would raise him up out of that place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Man, that excites me this morning. You'll have to excuse my excitement here today. I'm supposed to be preaching on prophecy, but I knew this thing was going to go all directions because I could feel him in my soul this morning. I could feel him here this morning. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah. Bless your holy name, Jesus. Your word is so powerful to me. You are a healer of my body. Hallelujah. I'm just taking time, people. Oh, let's praise him. Hallelujah. Praise his name. He is worthy. He set the captives free. He opened blind eyes. He healed the maimed. Hallelujah. Oh, he set alcoholic free. He took away the drug habit from the addict. Hallelujah. He set the captives free. Thank you, Jesus, today. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, we praise him today. Praise him. Hallelujah. He is worthy. He is worthy. And so thank God for the restoration that we see. You know, the writer in Joel said that he shall restore what? The years that the locust, the cankerworm, and the palmer worm, that's all the same worm. That's different stages of that worm. That's how the enemy works. He's a real worm, you know. But he comes in stages, you know. He hits you with a degree of temptation. He hits you with a degree of trouble. And then he hits you and knocks you down, and he tries to keep you down. You know, it's like this type of new fighting. I don't like to watch it, but you can't help it. They get a guy down, and you think they let him up and have another chance. No, when they get him down, they punch him, bang, bam, 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 till he almost bleeds and cries out for help. That's what the enemy does to our soul. Amen.
Right.
Amen. Thank God for a deliverer. Thank God for Jesus. And Jesus, when he was resurrected, hallelujah, what did he do? He caused a new life to come in you and I. Hallelujah. He caused life everlasting. The Bible said, he who hath the Son hath what? Life.
Life.
Life. Amen. Now, 6. Jesus predicted the exact day of his resurrection, telling his disciples the third day he would rise. He said the third day. He didn't say, well, maybe it'll be the second day. Maybe the third, maybe the fourth, maybe a little later. No, he said the third day. The third day, people, the third day he would rise from the dead. And David sees this triumphal resurrection, that's what I'm going to call it, when he writes also and speaks. The writer is Luke again in Acts 13, 33 to 37. Sorry, I don't have time to read all these scriptures. I would still be reading, and the church would still be in session here in late in the afternoon. And we don't want to do that to you people. But I want to go on. Jesus predicted the destruction of Jerusalem. Wow. Now, I've come to an end because I know that I've just about did all I can do here. Hallelujah.